welcome to Scrap Heap Challenge, where each week two teams of talented toilers make truly tremendous machines out of tons of old trash.
This week, our teams will need to build a machine to find their way through some twisty-turny terrain. But there's a catch. We're going to make them navigate blind. Our teams will have the windows of their vehicles blacked out. Then, with the aid of a map, they'll have to use their homemade navigating machines to guide themselves safely through a series of barriers and obstacles in order to reach the target. The first team to shed some light on the matter are a bunch of bright sparks from Surrey, the Academics Anonymous. Kingston University's engineering department is home to lab technicians Lamo and Brian. They work alongside leather-clad lecturer Paul.
I ride a 500cc motorbike. I've been given the name Robocop by students because of the way I attend my lectures in my leathers.
But the academics aren't just all brains and tight trousers. When school's out, our brave bookworms know how to let their hair down. With Captain Paul's private tuition, these intrepid intellectuals are also top of the class when it comes to water skiing, so they're sure to make a splash on the heat.
Throwing down the gauntlet are the Hammerlocks, three rugged wrestlers from Coventry. These heavyweights are always on the lookout for a good old scrap.
I'm Magic. I'm the NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion of the UK. I'm the team captain of Hammerlock, and we are number one.
And Magic's got some serious backup in the form of big boys Vigilante and Psycho. And these fearless fighters aren't going to pull any punches.
This is combat!
Teams, in today's challenge, you'll find yourselves in uncharted enemy territory. You are on a mission to navigate your way to a predetermined set of coordinates. So, my little compass bearers, I want you to build an ever-faithful, never-erring navigation machine.
Yes, teams, we will provide you with a map of the hostile terrain, but there is one minor point I should mention. We're going to black out the windows of your vehicle so you can't see where you're going. Right, yeah. When the wrecking ball is released, you've got just 10 hours to build the most excellent, exacting, knockout navigator. Academics Anonymous, are you ready?
Yes!
Hammerlocks, are you ready?
Yes!
Go! To help the academics, we've given them technical consultant Graham Burgess, top technician at Manchester Science Museum.
And in the wrestler's ring, inventor Steve Pizzi will be keeping the Hammerlocks on track.
Well, we've got plenty of ideas, we haven't got any.
We're raring to go, but we need some direction.
Okay. We're going to need some help on this one, I think.
Definitely.
So yeah. The problem is, how do we find out where we're going?
Yeah.
How do we tell where we've turned?
If you're lost, let's say in the desert, you need a way of finding direction. A magnetic compass is the usual device, as the needle always points north, no matter which way you turn it. They don't work well inside vehicles, however, because the metal can shield the Earth's magnetic field, and any jolts or bumps sends the needle into a spin. So, our teams will have to come up with another kind of compass if they're going to be able to navigate through to the quarterfinals.
Now, what I suggest is a gyro. We need a wheel of some sort. I suggest bicycle wheels.
A gyro compass consists of a spinning wheel mounted on movable frames. When the wheel spins at speed, it continues to point in the same direction regardless of how the frames are moved. So, when it's inside the Hammerlock's vehicle, it'll point one way only, whichever way the truck turns. The Hammerlocks want to use a bicycle wheel mounted on scrap metal frames that swing on bearings. But our wrestlers will need to keep the wheel spinning at speed, because if it slows to a stop, it'll point all over the place.
Guys, basic shopping list then. We want wheels. The other thing we need is chain. OK, chain for the gyro again. Final thing, vehicle.
Over the wall, the academics' grey matter is already being stretched to the limit with a very sophisticated design.
There is a mechanism called the south-pointing chariot, which works off two differential gears. Right?
Right.
One gear's adding, one gear's subtracting,
yeah.
And a pointer will stay straight.
The south-pointing chariot was invented by the Chinese over 3,000 years ago. They discovered that by connecting an arrow to a complex gear system driven by the wheels of a chariot, the pointer would always indicate south, whichever way the chariot turned. The academics want to build their pointer out of two identical gearboxes connected to the wheels of a van.
It'll need some precise maths and fiddly engineering, because any miscalculations and it'll be pointing all over the place.
Let's get a list of things we need.
Two gearboxes.
We're going to need two gearboxes. A van that can run.
Yes, front-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Let's go.
OK, go for it, go.
But for now, at least, there's only one direction to head in. Out to the scrap. Academics Brian and Lamo are trying to find parts for the Chinese gear compass, but it seems even these brainy university types can't quite get their heads around this complex oriental technology.
Academics Anonymous. Brian Lamo, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too good at the moment, but...
What is it you're looking for out here?
We need two gearboxes.
Right, why do you need two gearboxes?
We haven't got a clue. Graham explained it. Graham explained it, and we never understood a word he was saying.
The Hammerlocks have no problem understanding their mission, bringing Captain Magic as many wheels as possible so he can select the perfect spinner for their gyro compass.
So you go, Vitch.
I said, I've got a couple of push bike wheels here. How many do you want?
Bring them all.
Yeah, bring them all, mate. Dump them all in. Don't go too mad.
But going mad seems to be what Vigilante does best.
Have a go. Fair.
And Magic is getting to grips with just how strongly a spinning wheel feels about staying on course.
Right, now, just waggle it. You feel the effect?
That's basically the effect we're after,
That's
yeah?
the effect we're after.
Gyroscopes were once seen as mere toys that moved in peculiar ways, even seeming to defy gravity. But it was the discovery that a spinning disc resists being thrown off its axis that led to them being used as a powerful navigation tool. The first gyro compass was invented by Elmer Sperry in 1908, and ever since they've been used to navigate land, sea and air because they're effective in rough, turbulent conditions. So, even if the wrestlers have a bumpy ride, their gyro compass should keep them on course.
I'm now going to just twist it. It goes all. I don't want it to go like that.
Right, so you can feel the forces trying to get the thing back.
It's very, very strong.
Well, that's what we're going to exploit.
Preferably not still.
Boffins, Brian and Lamo are still looking for two gearboxes, unaware that their captain's gone back to the drawing board.
As complex as this.
Paul wants to discard the complicated Chinese compass and replace it with his own heavyweight design.
In the van, we have a plunger that we can push down with a large plate underneath it that physically lifts the van off the ground. We can then turn the van round with a handle on here.
Vehicles normally have large turning circles, but if Paul can rotate his on the spot, they'll be able to make precise turns at exact angles. In this way, they can plot a route on the map and zigzag their way round the course. Paul wants to lift the vehicle by jacking it up on a giant turntable that'll be lowered to the ground from the underside of the truck. They'll then rotate the van to the necessary angle before dropping it down and driving off. They'll need some strong metal for their turntable and even stronger jacks to lift the weight of the van plus four grown men. Otherwise, they'll never get off the ground. The academic scavengers are being recalled to hear Captain Paul's new plan. But has it really been thought through?
And you then turn the vehicle round while it's on that platform.
Paul, think about this. This vehicle's got to be big enough to get all of you in, talking, moving around.
Yeah,
it can't be a little thing you can squash in.
A transit van. The transit van with us in it is going to be 2 tonnes, for example. If they can find a trolley jack out there... A trolley jack will lift 2 tonnes.
Yeah, I mean, were you happy with that? Or you...
It's the captain's choice.
Yeah. But, I mean, what's your gut feeling? Will it work?
It's a simple one if it will work.
So, with Graham's seal of approval, the lift and spin plan gets off the ground. But they'll need a sturdy vehicle to take the strain of Paul's heavy-duty design.
The Hammerlock scavengers have wrestled the wheels from the yard and are about to administer first aid to this ambulance.
This would be ideal. How's them batteries?
They don't seem too bad.
Staff nurses Psycho and Vigilante are desperately trying to give it the kiss of life, as it could be the ideal place to mount their gyro compass. Yes.
There's this great sound that you only ever hear on Scrappy, which is when an engine starts, which is quite a common occurrence for most people every day when they get in the cars, but on Scrappy it was always, yahoo!
Now those Hammerlocks can get on with what comes naturally, a bit of mud wrestling.
Keep it going, Mustang!
Absolutely.
I thought we'd been up here.
No, we haven't.
The academics have big ideas for their lift and spin design.
Yeah, let's get this thing. Go on.
And we could take this with us.
Mind yourself, Keith.
Yeah.
Right, move your quad.
They've managed to catch a bus, but they may never get it off the ground.
That's heavy, isn't it, to lift up?
I don't know, mate. He's the man with a plan.
It's starting to look like Paul's heavyweight plan may be a bit too ambitious.
Making sure everything's on course this week is former scrap heap champion Dick Strawbridge. He's a retired colonel from the Royal Signals, so he's a master at navigating hostile terrain.
Dick.
Good to see you, Robert.
What a privilege. This is great having you up here. This is a bit
different,
of a change,
isn't it?
Yeah. But let's go through what they're doing. I mean, from what I can understand, the academics are going to make a thing that it's like a plate that they put down on the ground. They somehow lift the whole bus on that plate.
The two major issues. The lift is going to be problematic because they've got quite a large bus to lift.
Yeah.
When it comes down to the rotating, you have to have a bearing that can actually support the weight of that rather large bus to turn around.
Now, moving on to the hammerlocks.
The gyroscope. It's a good solution. When it comes to understanding their direction, they have got the opportunity to have something inboard that they can refer to all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas with the academic, you're looking at stopping, deciding what angle to go to, changing.
Yes.
Over here, it's a constant reference.
Yes. So, Dick, you're now sitting on the expert's throne for the first time and you have the wonderful question to answer. Who's your money on?
At this stage, there's too much risk and they've done nothing in the academics. When it comes to the hammer locks, when they literally have got a complex solution, but they know what they are doing,
right,
and they're on their way to doing it. So I've got to go with the wrestlers.
You want to see this this trick?
And those kings of the ring have settled on the perfect wheel for their gyro compass. TC Steve has reinvented the chainsaw. Pushing a bit of bicycle chain back and forward could really put a spin on things.
Oh, top effort, mate. Look at that.
Good.
Excellent.
Well, that's fast enough.
Brainy Brian's also going round in circles. The two-ton bus has been weighing heavily on his mind, and now he thinks the original plan of a Chinese compass might be a better bet after all.
He knows how this gearbox works. I've got this gut feeling.
Okay.
I really have got this gut feeling about this jack thing.
What, a positive or a negative?
Negative. All I want to know is, if you think it'll work, then let's build it. I'm happy with
that. But which one? You got a preference? We need to make a decision.
I haven't got 10 seconds
to make a decision.
Right, forget it. If you haven't made a decision, what's your view?
You know, we've got this far now. We might as well stick to it.
So stick to what? Going with the jacks or the gearboxes?
Jacks.
So Paul's jacks clinch the game and the race is on to find metal strong enough to construct a turntable that will support a two-ton load.
Teams, you have 7 hours remaining. 7 hours build time remaining, teams. Thank you.
So, will the academics' radical change of plan just send them into a spin? Or will the hammerlocks spiral out of control with their bicycle wheel gyro compass? Find out who'll turn the corner after the break. Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where we're playing turbocharged Blind Man's Buff.
Our teams are building direction finders so they can navigate our twisting course inside vehicles with blacked-out windows. Brainy Boffins, the Academics Anonymous, have abandoned their original plan in favour of a hugely ambitious device that should lift and turn their two-ton bus in the right direction. Rough and ready wrestlers, the Hammerlocks, hope to be bang on target with their gyro compass. They're weighting the rim of their bicycle wheel in the hope that it'll have more momentum and spin for longer.
I'm a bit happy with my chain at the moment. I'm going through a cheerful patch.
Whoa!
Okay, so enhanced effect.
See, there's a lot more power there. Yeah. Excellent, that's spot on.
All the ingenious intellectuals' efforts are still revolving round the chunky turntable. Let's hope they haven't put all their eggs in one bus.
It looks heavy. Well, yeah, it's heavy, but it's going to have to support the whole bus, isn't it?
I really hope these are centre.
With the gyro wheel ready to roll, the Hammerlocks are building the movable frames to support it.
The wheel needs to move freely in all three dimensions. So the wrestlers are mounting it in a series of frames, each connected by bearings. The first frame will allow the wheel to rotate, the second will enable it to swing from side to side, and the third will enable it to swing back and forth on the base. If it's given this freedom of movement, the wheel will keep pointing in the same direction no matter how the ambulance turns. If the wheel's restricted in any way and gets stuck, the gyro compass just won't work.
Steve's first to check the freedom of rotation.
Oh, Christ. Oh, I do hope this works.
Right.
I do hope
we need
this
to
works.
Get the outer frame done, come sorted, on, so we can go that the gyro is done.
Eggheads Graham and Paul are at the cutting edge, making room for a central pole for the bus to pivot round.
I understand the basic process, the idea that you've got a big support thing that lifts the whole bus up in the air.
Yeah.
So it lifts all the wheels off the ground.
Everything off the ground.
But then how do you actually turn it?
Sticking through this hole is a pole.
Right.
To about that height.
Yeah.
With three crossbars up.
A number of crossbars. Yeah.
Right.
And you stand against it and pull, and pull or push.
The academics' turntable is only one of the things they'll need to get their bus to spin on the spot. They're also going to fit a large metal plate as a foot for the turntable to spin on. They'll then weld a pole to the plate that will go through the centre of the turntable and up into the bus. Finally, they'll attach handles to the pole so that they can push against them to rotate the bus.
I think you'll be able to do it. I think you'll be able to turn. I know there's been some people going umming and ahhing about that.
Yeah.
But I think you'll be able to do it.
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining. 6 hours remaining, teams.
With one frame picture perfect, Hammerlock Vigilante is after more metal for the others.
What's that behind those tyres? Is that too small?
What are you talking about?
Psycho's been given a pivotal role. He's wrestling with the idea of getting bearings from bicycle pedals for the frames to swing and pivot on. But he's getting in a bit of a twist.
Don't! I hate to point this out, mate, but this is actually the sixth bike that you've now destroyed. Why are you getting through so many bikes?
Because they're all rubbish.
Academics Paul and Graham are still ripping up that floor, while Brian and Lamo are shopping for turntable wheels. But they need to be made of strong stuff.
That ain't going to do it, is it?
Unless we can find some metal wheels. I'm not running with plastic wheels on this.
Come on, Brian, get some better ones.
Ooh, that's fine, it's bang on.
Psycho has finally found his bearings and is starting to get into the swing of things. He's attaching the bearings to the first frame so that it can swing in the second.
About the bottom one.
The second frame's on, and it seems to be a runner.
I think the Hammerlocks at the moment, they've got a system where they're building a gyroscope that they know they can hand saw into action.
Yes.
That is not exactly the same as having a reference throughout the challenge.
Yeah.
What they could do is they could have it activated, and while it's activated, move, and if they feel it's losing its speed, they could start it again, but then you've got to try and make sure it's aligned where it was to begin with. And without powering it up, they will have issues about how do you transition from one time when it's moving to the next time it's moving without introducing errors.
So you think they should have it electrically powered or powered in some way?
Absolutely. Yeah. When it comes to the academics, when they raise the bus, the balance side of life, and how they're going to do that, because they're going to have to balance it when they turn it.
I did talk to them about that, and they were talking about the Italian job, you know, that sort of thing of somebody goes, I've got a great idea, and goes down the back of the bus to try and tip it.
The sad thing would be if they have to have three people at the back and one person at the front,
and
they've got to turn it.
And they've got to turn it, then they've really got problems.
Yeah, they have got. There are some things to overcome. But, you know, they've got less than half the time left, so they've got to really get a move on and get it squared away.
So it sounds to me like your money's still firmly with the Hammerlocks at the moment.
My money's really got to be with the Hammerlocks at this stage because they are progressing and they've got they're more advanced than what they're doing.
Boffin Brian is trying to make up for lost time. He's desperate to get suitably sturdy wheels for their truly revolutionary turntable.
Paul, how about those? They're much better. Excellent. Excellent. They're just the ticket.
There was an absolutely massive shopping trolley down there.
Graham, how's it all going?
It's going to plan. Which plan? I don't know, but it's going to plan.
What are you working on right here?
Right, we've finally found some wheels to save making little rollers so it will move more easily. But where they're fitting is inside this piece of channel.
Okay.
Like that.
Right.
And then these pieces form the centre spokes for that. Yeah, with the wheels underneath. Then this pole, and is welded to the bottom plate.
Paul, do you wish at all that you'd stuck with the original plan that Graham came up with?
No. No, with it, when you see how much work there is involved in just this.
Do you think you're going to finish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lamo?
If you let us get on now.
Oh!
Ah, no!
The rough and ready wrestlers have hit a major problem. The frames won't swing smoothly.
Oh, God, yeah, stiff.
That'll spring back.
Oh, wow.
Gets to there, tightens up.
Springs back.
And it springs back because the axles aren't in line. When I've welded it, it's bowed it.
Magic's starting to think they're fighting a losing battle.
No. I don't want to just see. That's the point. If it's dead, duck, kill it.
With no guarantees that the gyro will ever work, Magic's decided they need to build a different direction-finding device. But they haven't much time.
Teams, you have 5 hours remaining. 5 hours remaining now, teams. Thank you very much. Thank you.
In the academics classroom, those brainy bodgers are spinning into the lead.
It's all right. I've
it's done.
Done it.
Okay.
Turning away.
Right, if that's tacked in place, flip it over. I'll drop the bus down. We can then start lining it up.
Okay, mate.
They've finished that turntable in record time.
Hammerlock Steve is desperate to find a direction-finding device that will replace the sticking gyro. He's toying with the idea of a pendulum.
Set this swinging.
Yeah.
Along that line. As the van turns...
Steve is hoping a heavy pendulum will keep swinging in the same direction as the ambulance turns.
Right.
Now, the only problem is, as the van's moving about, it'll be doing this to it all the time.
Other problem is, that is taking up way too much room.
Magic's not impressed. He thinks Steve's lost his bearings.
Steve's obsessed with this little pendulum thing, which I really, really don't think is going to work or help in any way, shape or form. So, if he doesn't stop messing around with that soon, I'm going to have to drag him off it and get him set on something else.
Steve's plan may be hanging in the balance, but there are some pretty odd ways to navigate. If you're out walking in the countryside and you don't want to get lost, never fear. All you need is a few tips from the heap. I'm never without me trusty watch. Just point the number 12 at the old sun up there, and south lies halfway between 12 and the hour hand. Simple.
Oh, yes, and I swear by my old bucket and granny's knitting needle. Just rub your best number 5 against a magnet... pop it in a bucket of water, and hey presto, it points north. Marvellous! We'll be home faster than you can say jam, scone and cream. Toodaloo! Steve's now come up with an even stranger replacement for the gyro. He's convinced that a radio signal will change as they change direction. Magic thinks Steve is simply on another wavelength.
So you can hear the frequency changing as you move the
I'm listening for no signal.
Right.
Rather than listening for a signal. So I'm not listening to the radio.
Excellent. So that's backup plan one. What else have you got?
And then the other backup plan, which Magic does not approve.
You're not liking this, Magic?
It's not I'm not liking it. It's the fact that, it's taking up a lot of space.
It is.
B, it's not as accurate as I'd like, and I think it may hinder more than help.
Over the wall, everything's still going to plan for our well-educated engineers. Well... plan number two, at least. They're cutting a metal plate to act as a foot for the turntable to spin on. And it's a perfect fit. But will the academic's tasty steel sandwich really take the strain? And will swinging Steve come up with a reliable replacement for the wrestler's sticking gyro? Find out who's heading in the wrong direction after the break.
Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where our two teams are building a pair of rather dubious direction finders.
Our teams are building scrap navigation machines that'll guide them round our twisty course in vehicles with blacked out windows. It's a disorientating game of blind man's buff. Our scholars of Scrap, the Academics Anonymous, are currently top of the class, progressing well with their ambitious plan to lift and spin a 2-ton bus.
Right, essentially that's what we want. That's going to spin it round.
The tough-talking wrestlers are still fighting to find a replacement for their dodgy gyro compass. And Captain Magic's taking desperate measures. He's working on a pair of primitive manual feelers.
Hold on, here we go.
With no reliable direction pointers, these could well be the only thing to stop the Hammerlocks taking a crash course.
Right, how far out the side are we?
You're well past...
That's all I want. That's fantastic.
Pull.
The academics are moving into pole position as they fix the rod for the bus to pivot round.
You're not meant to stand on it when I'm lifting it.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
We drop the thing through your hatch and stream it out.
With the sticking gyro meaning they've lost all sense of direction, Steve started dealing with another aspect of navigation, distance.
If you want to pinpoint a particular location, you've got to know how far you've travelled. You may be moving in the right direction, but you may be long or short of your mark. So the teams must devise a way of measuring the distance they've travelled if they want to be on target.
Whoa!
One anchor!
Whoa, excellent!
Steve's distance measuring scheme is big and basic. He wants to chuck a heavy weight out of the back of the ambulance attached to a 10-metre length of rope.
Actually, you're going to know that is a good anchor.
Yeah, that is a good anchor.
When the rope's taut, they'll know they've covered a 10-metre stretch. Then they'll draw it back in and start again.
On the other side of the wall, those bodging bookworms have also worked out a simple solution for distance measurement. They fitted a spike on a wheel and a chime bar on the bus itself. Every time we hear a clang, they'll know they've travelled a distance equivalent to the circumference of the wheel.
The trouble is they're saying a bit of work.
The worried wrestlers are becoming paranoid, thinking they need a backup plan for everything, so they're going for the wheel option as well.
Right, I don't want to drill through the tyre.
No, that'll be a bad thing.
But they're drilling a hole above the wheel and then painting a line on it. If they know the circumference of the tyre and count the revolutions, they'll know how far they've gone.
That'll do me.
That'll do.
With distance sorted, Magic's still worried about direction. He's not been impressed by Steve's ideas. So are they about to make a complete U-turn?
I reckon we've got about 3.5 hours to go, right? At the moment, all we've got is a running van. We haven't got a gyro that works, and it's a manual gyro at the moment, and we want it powered. We need to get that thing working. Get that thing built now. Go. Okay, cheers, guys.
So it's a last-ditch attempt at the gyro.
Which one's bent?
Can't you slacken them off?
Yes.
Slacken them right off,
yes.
Their only hope is to free up the bearings.
Whatever it takes, guys. Whatever it takes. Turn it. It should stay where it is.
That's not bad.
They might just get away with it.
It's got to have its three axes, but that's not bad.
The wobbly gyro's back in business, but they've still got to fit the other frame and mount a motor.
See how far around we can go.
The Hammerlocks are still whittling about with their gyroscope, aren't they? I mean, it sort of looks good, but it went a bit twisty when I saw them test it just now.
There's still the potential there, and they've got to finish off. Time's starting to get short, but it is, the basics are there. It's just not the motorised gyroscope that we really need to see.
No, because, I mean, I want it to spin really fast so that it stays locked on. When he was moving it then, it was actually wibbling about because it wasn't going very fast. And I mean,
I think the Hammerlocks know that, and consequently, they've got to use the time we've got left now to sort that out.
Yeah. These academics have kind of moved ahead. There's a bit of a change here.
Yeah, there was
a change in the whole mood of the camp.
Yeah, the team have changed their attitude. And if you look at the academics now, there's an awful lot of activity on over there, isn't there?
It's a transformation. Yeah.
I think the clock ticking makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because there was a lot of time, every time I looked in, there was sort of...
thinking.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of that going on, and there's none of that now.
Actually nothing theoretical.
No.
And then come back.
Use your money on there.
I've got to stick with the Hammerlocks. They have still got issues with the motorising of the gyroscope, but they have worked hard on it. They've got to get it sorted out. The academics, if they get the strength sorted out and get a couple of little points, they're going to be very strong contenders.
And the academics are out to show just how strong they can be as they get the lifting system in place to raise that 2-ton bus off the ground.
Okay, that moves it.
To lift the bus, the academics will first winch down the turntable. Then they'll use manually operated car jacks fitted to the top of the turntable to raise the bus off the ground. Once they've rotated the bus, they'll release the jacks, winch up the turntable, and off they'll go.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour remaining, teams. Thank you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The hammerlocks are mounting the gyro on the last of the three frames.
This one's got to go down.
Yeah. Ah, hammerlocks. Give us a quick demonstration, then.
Basically.
So it swings down.
X-axis.
Right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Y-axis.
Okay. So give it a spin.
Give it a spin.
You'll have to.
Go for it, bud.
I've got to fit a proper chain on this.
Rev it up. Okay. So lift it up as if it's going round corners.
All right.
Off we go.
There we go. Hardy bend, going round a corner. It's going to stay.
Facing the right way.
Hey!
There it is. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, technical consultant Steve.
Are you going to keep it turning manually or are you going to hope to attach the engine
to it? This man is about to be told, get a motor in that.
Get a motor.
The academics are really getting a handle on things as they gear up for some heavyweight maypole dancing.
If we get the clamp here, right?
Yeah.
Well, those two there coming out and this clamp's about right.
The hammerlocks are showing fighting spirit as they battle to get their gyro motorised.
Teams, you have 30 minutes remaining. 30 minutes remaining, teams. Thank you very much.
It's all aboard the academics bus as they get to grips with the winch system that will raise and lower the giant turntable.
Hey, we're off in the air.
It will spin round like a baby ballerina.
Oh, look at that. Yep. That looks so flash. It does. It is. I'm really impressed. That looks amazing. How do you do the... I want to know how you get to the jacks. How do you get... I'm
little hands.
You have to have little hands. So you've little got to do hands. Little... You'll lean through the floor and...
Synchronised jacking.
Synchronised jacking. Fantastic.
That's great. This is the left-handed feely.
All right, I see. That's the left-handed.
There is a right-handed feely as well.
I've never shaken hands in a bus before. That's the first. I'll hand you which way round?
Oh, handle.
Handle. Yeah, here's the handle. Handle's coming. There we go.
It's got to be a very sensitive feely device. Have you found something yet?
I'll be an
There's
obstacle.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, but I'm an obstacle.
Go right.
Harder.
That is fantastic. That is very, very sophisticated. That is science in action, isn't it? Yes.
The hammerlocks are motoring on with their gyro. By your team.
Not a problem.
It's just fun.
Confidence, guys.
It's all adjustable anyway. Yep. There's no need to panic. Was that
the wrong
face.
Way?
Yep.
Look at that! Can we move it a bit? Am I allowed to move it a bit? Just see that it works.
It's just... There you go.
Hang on! It's got...
Whoa!
And it's
back to its place.
There you go.
No, I'm really intrigued to see what happens tomorrow. I can't quite work out how it's all going to happen.
The way they're going to compete is going to be extremely interesting. Yeah. When it comes to the actual academics and what they're doing, I think their teamwork inside is going to be quite interesting because literally the act of making a turn with their machine is going to be quite difficult.
Yeah.
Because they've got to get themselves together, otherwise the time will get eaten up
instead
of actually progressing down the course.
So their big disadvantage then, the academics, is time, really.
It's going to be...
They could have an advantage with accuracy, but they're going to take hours possibly turning around.
It's going to be a challenge.
Yes. And what about the hammerlocks? Seem to be a much tighter team in that sense.
We've seen the gyroscope working now. All the motors now connected, so they've got a lot going for them to get around the course.
So is your money still with them at the moment? Still with the
At this stage, hammerlocks? It would be wrong of me to change how... No, of course. No, I will stick with the hammerlocks definitely because, you know, they deserve it
with
the way they've gone through.
Teams, you have 5 minutes left. 5 minutes left, teams. Only five more minutes left.
It's all hands on deck for some last-minute budging.
Do it, yeah. OK, teams, your turn is up! That's it, down your tools, the sun has set, it's all over, well done!
Yeah, well done, both sets of teams. Now, tomorrow, you're going to be relying on your nutty navigation machines to guide you safely through hostile territory.
It's all going to be very scary out there, guys. Very, very scary. But don't worry, if it all goes really wrong, I'll be there to shout directions for you from a very long, long way away.
Very reassuring.
Come on.
Very reassuring.
Will the academics' uplifting, super-spinning yellow bus force the wrestlers to throw in the towel? Or will the Hammerlock's gyro-guided ambulance force the opposition to take a turn for the worse? Find out after the break.
Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where our teams are set to embark on a dangerous mission into hostile enemy territory, blindfolded.
Our intrepid teams won't know where they're going, so they'll need to rely on their scrap-built direction devices to navigate their way through a terrain bristling with hazards to reach enemy HQ. It's a tense head-to-head race this week as our teams try to be the first to navigate the series of fences that stand between them and the target. Whoever parks their vehicle nearest to the cross will be declared the winner.
To make sure there's no cheating, our teams are blindfolded en route to the test site. They're not allowed to take them off until they're safely inside our screened tinkering area.
Next one. After three, take your blindfolds off. One, two, three.
Oh, yikes.
There we go.
The windows of the vehicles are blacked out by our meticulous marshals, and the teams now have the customary 1 hour to make any final adjustments to their navigating wonders. The academics get hands-on with some additional feelers.
As you do.
And spray lines on the floor of the bus so they know how far to turn it.
What's your vision of being in a bus in the dark where you can't see anything, Paul? What do you think it's going to be?
I'm concerned we're going to lose all orientation.
Yeah.
Coming over in the minibus, you really...
You just had no idea where you were
going. No idea.
No, it's about half an inch.
And the rough wrestlers are still trying to pin down their gyro.
Whoa!
Are you feeling quite confident about this?
Yeah.
No.
conflicting ideas there. So you're all in agreement then?
You've got everything in here. We've got so many backup plans. We are going to know where we are at all times, what direction we're pointing.
Tinkering over, it's time for the academic spinning bus to see the light of day.
Left, right, left, right, left, right.
Before the actual challenge, the teams are taking it in turns at a warm-up exercise. The academics know their bus is parked 30 metres from the cross, facing directly away from it. To reach it, they need to do a perfect 180-degree turn and then drive 30 metres in a very straight line.
Academics Anonymous, it's time to batten down your hatches and fire up your global positioning systems and start to go. Now, go!
The academics are off. First, they lower the foot. Down. Then full force with the jacks. Up.
Down.
And they're airborne.
I've never seen a school bus doing a wheelie before, Over. I'm worried about safety now.
They're pumping it up further, which looks like it's well clear.
It must be clear.
And they're key on marks. Right, to me.
Finally, they're onto the spin cycle.
We're going.
That's it. We're going. That's 90.
Stop.
Keep going, that's 90.
You've got to keep going, boys.
Keep going.
Okay.
The bus seems to be heading for a perfect 180-degree turn. But no, it's starting to swing back off course.
Come on!
Yes! Oh, my word.
Oh, we're coming down.
We're moving.
Brian's counting the turns of the wheel so he can work out how far they've gone.
50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
But their less than perfect spin is making them head to the right of the cross.
25, 26, 27, 28, 29,
stop.
30.
Are we happy?
Absolutely.
No, I want to go back one.
He wants one ting backwards.
I want to go back one ting.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh.
Give it a push. Right. Come and have a look.
Look at Lamo.
You're not the Pope.
Was it difficult to turn? Was it
much,
really hard?
It was much harder to turn than
we weren't sure. We tried if it was off the ground. That was the trouble. So we're trying to turn and we're afraid that if it's not off the ground, we're going to break the welding.
Sure.
Because Lamo did it.
10.1 metres.
Left, right, left, right.
And now the Hammerlocks get to practice with their gyro ambulance.
Hammerlocks, it's time to gyrate your gyroscopes, swing your pendulums, and head off into the unknown. Go!
The Hammerlocks are off to a speedy start. Turn the ambulance on full lock until the frame has swung 180 degrees round their constant gyro wheel.
Ooh. Hang on.
Psycho has stalled the bus, knocking the gyro off its base.
I got thrown off. We can't use it for that run.
With the gyro out of action, it's over to the pendulum.
Pendulum.
Yeah.
Full lock. Go.
Your pendulum on.
Pendulum on. Pendulum on.
Oh, dear me.
Crystal ball on.
Gentle, pendulum's doing well. Pendulum's good. Pendulum's good.
Pendulum's good.
Pendulum says that's about it.
Right, excellent. Right.
Don't tell me they think they're 180.
I hope not.
This could get dangerous.
It could get very dangerous for us.
The Hammerlocks are seriously underestimating their turn.
OK, you ready? Is the anchor down?
The anchor's at the back, boys.
Thank you. One.
Vigilante's ready with the anchor and rope to measure distance. And Steve's got the gyro back on its base. But if they use it to drive in a straight line now, they'll be going further away from the target. Okay,
slowly forward.
Gyro's still spinning. Make sure that's going
it's still
line.
Spinning. It's slight.
The Hammerlocks are out of control. So the marshal sounds the horn.
Everyone stop.
What was it like driving that thing when you couldn't see out?
It is so difficult. You have no idea of how fast you are going.
Right.
Well, I couldn't even tell if we were going sometimes.
Yeah.
General rocking about.
The last team said that as well. It's actually not even knowing whether you move it. I'm afraid you are 26.2 metres from the cross, quite a distance. But there's still everything to play for, so don't be downhearted.
We'll pick it up.
You are always confident, so don't worry. Judging by the practice run, the Hammerlocks really need to get some sense of direction if they're going to stand any chance of winning. It's the main event, and this time the teams face three obstacles. They must first bend round fence number one, then travel parallel to the central reservation before edging their way around the triangle. When they think they've parked their vehicle on the cross, they'll sound their horn. Whoever's nearest the cross will be declared the winner. The teams are given 5 minutes to plot their route on a map.
Hammerlocks, academics, prepare to enter the maze! And may the niftiest navigator win! Go!
One.
Slower.
Two.
Slow down. Slow.
The Hammerlocks are quick off the mark, going in a straight line towards the fence.
Three.
Stop.
Down.
Up. Down.
The academics are jacking up their bus for takeoff.
Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down.
Right. You want a 45 degree right hand turn, Psycho. Full lock, right hand.
The Hammerlocks are preparing for a turn. They're hoping to drive at an angle that will take them past the end of the first fence. Looks like a serious miscalculation and they won't clear it.
Stop!
Did I touch on something?
Okay, let's try that. Try and turn it.
The academics are taking their bus for a spin.
But they're turning the wrong way.
Go on, keep going round. Other way.
It's the right way now.
Keep going.
Come on!
Keep going.
But it's not far enough.
That's heartbreaking. The academics have spun round the wrong way and then gone back to exactly where they were to start with.
Oh, no!
The academics are more or less where they were at the beginning of the race.
But the Hammerlocks are progressing well, skillfully using their feelers to navigate around the end of the first fence.
Slowly. Stop. Go on.
And they're past it.
Go on.
15 clicks.
The academics have lowered their bus, but they're heading for disaster.
5. 6. 7. 8. 9.
No, go on. Okay. Stop.
I say.
Reversed.
The academics are well and truly stuck at the first fence.
Yeah, no. This gives the Hammerlocks the chance to increase their lead as they head for the central reservation.
Let's give it a turn.
The academics are desperately trying to spin themselves free of the fence.
Sorry, we were the right way. Take it back.
Oh no, Paul!
Oh no!
Yes!
Oh no! No, they can't think. How can they not know? It is the most extraordinary thing.
Five, too fast. Too
and the
fast.
Overconfident Hammerlocks are now heading for troubles of their own.
Oh, careful! Oh.
Right, is it okay? Right.
So halfway through the race, the academics are stuck at the first fence, while the Hammerlocks are trying to untangle themselves from the central reservation.
More through luck than judgment, the academics are swinging themselves clear of the fence.
But the Hammerlocks are still one step ahead, freeing themselves from the central barrier to head for the final triangle.
Right, stop there. You stop now.
Yes.
The academics have touched down and need to clear that fence quickly to try and catch up.
The Hammerlocks have victory almost in their grasp, but don't seem to be aware of it.
We're making a decision, right? We're here. Right? We're here. No, no, we're not here. We're here. We are here.
Where are we? Oh.
The academics are going hell for leather to catch up, but they're out of control.
Keep going.
Seven. Eight. Nine.
Whoa. I think we've stopped, folks.
This reminds me a bit of, you know, when those big whales get stuck on beaches on a sort of sandbank and they just can't get off.
It's something on the front wheels that didn't catch the feelers again.
The Hammerlocks are having problems with the last fence, and in true wrestling style, it seems brute force is the answer. And they park where they think the cross is.
All for the best.
All for the best. Psycho, great driving, mate. All right.
Come on, here we go.
All right, good luck, guys.
Come on. Come on.
Guys, come on out.
Oh, yeah, not bad.
Oh, you're joking!
Just look where the opposition are.
Oh, oh guys!
They're in the head!
Cross is the rear, blokes, all right? It's this one!
So it's a clear victory for the hard-fighting wrestlers and their navigating ambulance.
And if you think that was hard, it was. Join us next week.
Next week's Scrap Heap Challenge could well go off the rails when Formula One boys the Pit Stop Crew take on the Tunnel Rats, a team of London Underground engineers, in a battle to build the roughest, toughest railroad racer around. So, who'll stay on track and who'll have ideas above their station?
Keep going, that's 19.
That's Sunday at 5:35, and you can join in the discussions with other Scrap Heap fans on the forum. It's on the new website at channel4.com/science. Coming up, more scary than last night's meteors. An asteroid is heading straight for the Enterprise.
I think we've stopped, folks.